write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
That was great sounds of Watsa with Outside on WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, with my partner in crime, Long Island raised, Elm City made, EZ Blues is in the building. EZ Blues, you are better with introductions. Who do we have with us on the program today?
Ladies and gentlemen, to quote the great philosopher Frederick Durst, it's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one to complain leaves with a bloodstain. Really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. At the end of the day, rage can be something that it can control you in a way that nothing else can. And yes, they will say, choke it down, choke it down, choke it down. But if you choke it down too much, it can actually do more damage inside than ever. So there's been this brand new therapeutic way to go about it as of a rage room. And the minute I found out that there was a rage room in CT, I wanted to make sure that we had them on the show to talk about their story. And then to find out how cool their actual story is and how it all started because of a rage room, I think is absolutely fantastic. So for that and that alone, I want you to put your hands together. Not if you're driving. If you're driving, please keep your hands at 10 and 2. We don't need any accidents. But mentally, you can put your hands together for the amazing, the fantastic Bill Richmond from the Explicit Broken Rage Room. Welcome!
It's explicitly broken rage.
Explicitly broken.
Yeah, the problem was the Y disappeared on your thing. So explicitly broken rage room. So I apologize. How are you?
No worries. So, yeah, we just opened up a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Like you already touched on, this did all start from a Valentine's Day date. Not this past one, the year before.
All right.
I took her to one of the now 5 rage rooms in Connecticut. There was 4 previously. Yeah, we went to it and it was cool. I mean, she had said to me, she's like, you wasted your money. She's like, this is going to be dumb. You know, she was mad at me that morning, but, yeah, we went to it, and her as a bartender, the first time she took a baseball bat to a bottle of Jack Daniels, it was like, done deal, all smiles. And I said, ours would be so much cooler. She said, yeah, it would be. Here we are. So, but we want ours to be different than any of the other ones in the state. Ours is more, you know, we're not the biggest, right, but we personalize everything. Every session that comes through there, every item's picked by hand, placed by hand. We've got cameras in the rooms so we can watch from the big TV out here in the lobby. Everybody cheers you on. It's a vibe. Like, it's seriously, there's nothing like this. Nothing like this in the state.
So for those who don't particularly know and don't understand what a rage room is, or who haven't seen the, you know, many different TV shows that has covered it, what exactly is a rage room? Why are we taking bats to things? And why is this just starting to happen now?
All right. So a rage room is a place where you come and in a controlled, safer environment. I say safer because it is dangerous, you know, but it's a place for you to just let loose. No judgment. You could come in happy or sad, you know, could have just got divorced, could have been on a date night. You know, we're here to provide you a service. Basically let you make a mess and break a bunch of stuff and you don't have to clean it. You come in, we give you all the safety gear. If you pre-book ahead of time, which is preferred, we'll have everything staged for you in the room. I actually left some devastation in one of the rooms, so I'll show you guys after.
Okay.
We'll do a little walkthrough.
That's cool.
So, yeah, what other questions you guys got for me? Well, I'm all about this, dude. I love talking about this place. This is my baby.
Well, this is what's so interesting is because there is this therapeutic need for something like this. And now, do you guys do everything through, do you do anything through insurance themselves, or is this everything that goes through cash aspect?
No, we're not that kind of, we are not licensed therapists. We do not claim to cure or prevent any illnesses. In fact, we tell you this is dangerous. There are doctors on both sides of it. And, you know, I talk about that. You know, you got some doctors who think this promotes anger and everything else. Then we recently got a message from a therapist that's local that you know, saw what we see in it. And it's like, dude, no, let people come get it out of their system.
Absolutely.
We had a friend of mine from the local music scene. Him and his daughter came in, or him and his child, I should say. You know, we're not going to use pronouns, but
Yeah.
they came through, and when they got out, it was like they haven't had smiles like that. They're both going through some things personally in life. You know, one's got some issues mentally. There's all kinds of stuff going on in people's life. So to see them come out and smile and, you know, read a genuinely honest review of their experience and what they got out of it, what they expected to get out of it. You know, it's cool. You know, it's that good vibe feeling I got, you know, helping somebody on the ambulance or something like that. You know, I'm a vet too. I was an EMT in New Haven for years. You know, I want to help people, but I'm also a weirdo and a crazy artist, so I want to help people in a different way that they're never going to forget. Does that make sense?
No, Merck's paid for perfect sense.
Yeah, no, that makes complete and total sense. And I love the fact that you've brought in the art aspect of it as well. And are you the one that is doing all the painting and stuff, like the wall behind you?
So I did not do the graffiti. Shout out to the High Crew out of New Haven. They came in, Rage, Moab, Aoki, and Oysta, and they just, oh, dude, they killed it. Killed it. Everything underneath the spray paint, I did. All the black walls, the bricks, all the, I did the floor, I did the desk. I mean, everything in this place has touched my hand. My hands have touched it in one way or the other. I didn't build the rooms, but I helped move the E sheets of 3/4 inch plywood. It was, yeah, dude. So, yeah, dude. You know, I'm 40. I'm getting too old for this crap, but hey, midlife crisis, rock on. You know, it's really been a life-changing thing in a lot of ways. You know, had to quit the band. Not sure if I'm going to be able to do the summer band, you know, because it's just timing. You know, practice on a Wednesday is the day before my open day on a Thursday type of thing. You know, I can't play a gig on a Saturday night, you know, if I'm working till, you know, got the shop open, you know, till 9. It's a sacrifice, but you know what? It's in the end, it's going to be more beneficial. You know, this is, I mean, man, I don't know how else to describe it. It's going to get real loud. My son's coming in with a big garbage can of empty bottles from the restaurant down the street.
Okay, more inventory.
It's just wild, man. You know, I started this and it's crazy how fast it all came together. You know, I hate using that word manifesting and all that, but dude, I manifested the hell out of this. I started this with nothing, not a penny, not a favor, nothing. Well, I pulled some favors to get some help done
Of
cheaper,
course.
but you know, dude, I started this with nothing. And somehow, you know, I pulled the money out of my, you know, I pulled the money out of nowhere and it just happened. Like, this is like little over a year. Like, it's what, I don't know how the hell I did it, but I'm glad I did it. You know, I'm glad I could provide this and everything else that's in here. It's cool because the minute you walk in the door, first you see these huge murals and, you know, a dinosaur ripping out of the wall. And it's wild. And then everywhere you turn, there's just more weird art. You know, I bring my wife flowers all the time. The vases are smashed bottles. You know, I've got, you know, the Annabelle doll, you know, the box that Annabelle's in.
Oh no,
I've
you
got one
got
of
that one.
those with a symbol monkey in it. Why? Just because. I mean, it has no.
I'll be scared if that was in the room.
Ah, dude, you gotta come check this out. I got a
I'll be scared
1986.
that's dude, that's what it's it
That's
that's what it's
awesome,
about.
but I'll
That's
be
what you start swinging
scared.
at, bro.
Man,
I got a prosthetic
listen, I
leg
ain't
if you
trying
want to
to
swing
break a
that.
curse, nothing,
I mean, I
but
got a prosthetic leg, you know,
Oh wow.
had to get the leg up on the competition, you know, all that stuff. I got a 1986 RCA TV that I gutted out, slid a 29-gallon tank in it, and now it's a scorpion terrarium. Dude. Yeah, one of my
That's
Mr.
cool.
Scorpio actually just died. We still have Mrs. Scorpio, so you know, I honestly I think it was a crime of passion, but you know, That's just me. But yeah, dude, it's this place, this whole place is just rad. Like everything about it. I try to be humble, but I can't because it is that cool. Like the whole, our whole thing is we don't want to, you know, we don't want you to pay money and just put you in a warehouse. Oh yeah, you're way to hell down there, you know, and then maybe you hear a speaker in the distance. Nah, dude, we got a dope sound system in here. You know, any song you want to hear, as long as it's not Limp Bizkit break stuff, because I'll throw you out. You know, yeah.
So I love how that's how I opened up the show too.
So get this, our very first session, right? Very first one. Obviously, they wanted to be introduced to Walk by Pantera. Mm-hmm. So that was their initial kick the door open, you know, feeling it.
Yeah.
And then the younger one, the guy's son, actually goes, hey, can you play Bob Marley? And I'm just like, huh? All right.
You know what I'm with?
We're like, what? Yeah. My wife's like, what song do you want to hear? He's like, don't worry.
Yo, absolutely.
I'm like, dude. Yeah, It was the coolest thing because they're in there and they're dancing. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it was rad. And that's the thing that makes this even cooler is the fact that we have the TV on the wall. You know, we have it so it links to, I don't even know what the hell you're saying. We got the TV on the wall.
Now we see the logo.
It links to the cameras. Mm. So that way, you know, whichever room, because we've got two rooms, whichever room you're in, we could watch. We stagger the appointments so it's easier to clean them out. One will be working, the other one smashed up.
That makes sense.
But it's cool because then it gives the opportunity to knock that crap off.
That's my son, Dom.
Dom.
He's also part of the glue because, I mean, it's, you know, I tell people, don't forget, you know, we're family operated. What?
I dropped a bottle along the way. There's a couple more. I hit a curve with it.
All right, go pick it up. If you broke it in the street, grab the broom and clean it, please. Thank you. I don't know where the hell it was. But yeah, dude, we're veteran-owned, family-operated.
Cool.
I mean, the name is explicitly broken, so we do encourage people to live explicitly. You don't have to watch your mouth. We do not have FCC regulations that are explicitly broken. Hopefully you guys come down and get a couple bad words out of you. But yeah, dude, it's awesome, man. I mean,
incredible.
My wife's all about music. She has been her entire life in the scene for forever. So she's very eclectic. I mean, you expect to hear, you know, some industrial, something crazy. Yeah. You don't expect to hear Cameo bumping in there and people getting down to it. People getting down to it and actually like dancing with it while they're breaking stuff. It's a vibe, man. I really can't explain this place. You got to see it for yourself.
We get a good idea, though.
Yeah, no, it's one of those crazy things. Like, I remember when my buddy and I used to, we were training to fight. We always said that if we ever got like an MMA fight, we want to come out to like, why can't we be friends? Because, you know, the contrast is so amazing. So I can only imagine it'd be like watching, what was the Office Space when, you know, they're beating the living daylights out of the fax machine,
printer,
the copy machine,
and
the printer. And but they're doing it to like Biggie, you know, or something.
No,
along
they're
lines.
Doing it to Ghetto Boys. Still, that's
oh wow,
song. Yeah. So still,
right, so,
yeah, I can't sing so it because of the profanity.
We'll be in a lot of trouble.
But yeah, we have definitely requested that and absolutely facilitated that one. We had someone who booked our bougie package. That's our big one. That's the one. That one's just ridiculous, dude. It's a novelty of me saying, get how much stuff I could fit in here, break it, and wait for me to knock on the door and give you more type of thing. But he asked for that, and I was like, oh, hold on. If you're gonna do that. Let me in the room quick, ceasefire, all that. I grabbed the printer that he had in there because it was just a little one. I said, I'll be right back. Next thing you know, you see me like this, carrying a, you know, a big office one. I mean, yeah, it's, if he's going to recreate it, I want it to be right. It's got to be accurate. So I just got him this big, I almost slipped. I'm being a good boy with my mouth.
You've got it. I'm really happy.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I picked this big thing up because, you know, threw it in a shopping cart and here I am wheeling it down. Here you go. I got this for you. So don't start yet. So we got everything getting recorded. Everybody's out here recording the live stream on the TV. Reminds me of an old 80s bootleg, you know, a VHS bootleg where you still see the screen moving around every once in a while. Yeah, dude, it's a lot of fun. Even, I mean, we've had people come in and, you know, they'll do their session and they're here closing the place out. They're like, yo, this is so much better than, you know, just going out, going to a bar, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't drink anymore, but, you know, if you want to go come see us and then take a walk up the road to Fuego, their food is awesome. Their drink specials are awesome. But I mean, I'm a foodie. I was in the restaurant business for years, so I respect good food. They've got Riverwalk down the road. They're killing it with bringing in comedy shows and stuff like that. What I want to do is all of us link together at some point and, you know, all of us do something. You know, you got a comedy show, then you got us, then maybe salsa night up the street. And so the potential's there.
Yeah,
and
playing events. We're
looking for stuff to do, you know. It's tough, you know. I'm 40. I don't, you know, go out to the bars. What's there to do? You know, what's something that is adult, you know, meant for adults to do? You know, because I don't want kids in there. I mean, I got my own kid,
right?
But you know, I love him, but I have no choice. But you know, we do allow 14 to 17 is allowed with a parental signature. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not saying your kids suck. We're not saying all kids suck, but a lot of, most of them suck. So, you know, it's too much of a liability. I don't want to yell at somebody else's kid.
Well, that and the fact that it's sometimes you have trouble being able to let loose with your kid there. You're worried that your kid's going to get hurt or something along those lines. You don't need that. When you can just let loose and let the bat fly.
Throw a wine bottle through a china cabinet and then smash the hell out of a PlayStation. That's what I want. It's, you know, Mother's Day special. I'm going to give you a buttload of wine bottles and wine glasses and throw a bunch of toys on the floor.
And just get out your system and just break them. Oh, man. That's classic.
Did you guys regret this interview?
No, not at all. We don't. We don't.
I'm super excited. No, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, what we love about our show is we get to tell the stories that no one else is telling. No one's telling your story right now. And your story is super entertaining because here it is, something that some people have only seen on screen. They can go down the block and participate in it and really get that endorphin rush that's necessary. And you don't need, you don't need a bottle. You don't need a needle. You don't need a match or a lighter. Mm-hmm. You just need to let loose being able to do that with a soundtrack. And then of course, I'm sure you have the video aspect. So people are going back and watching it later and seeing, remembering what kind of thing is like, I applaud you. And it was actually watching some of the pictures from that person in the local scene that turned me on to you guys. And I was like, oh, let me see if I can get you guys on the air because no one's telling the story. So yeah, man, tell your story and tell your story any way you want, as long as we're within the FCC regulations.
It's all right. My father's in broadcasting. I grew up in that, you know, in the stations when I was a kid.
Oh, that's cool.
His balls now. He's 76 years old, so I call him DJ Bicentennial now. another awesome fact and one of the pieces of art in here. So I made this chandelier, right?
Yeah.
Out of two skateboards, and the wheels are LED lights, and I can set them to all different things. And then I took a broken mirror and glued it underneath all the skateboards like a disco ball.
Did
right?
you now? Oh, that's awesome.
So you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I saw a little bit of it. That's really cool. Especially how it's spinning. That's awesome.
It's this massive, massive disco ball that has been my father's since DJing in the club in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
What? Who's got Providence like that? Nobody's got a skateboard disco ball chandelier.
Oh, no one's got that. No one's got that on an interview on WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made. And I'm happy that we're getting explicitly broken on this show. I love your energy, man. I love your energy. Your energy is just unmatched.
Dude, it's because I'm nuts.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
man.
Why else would I open a business like this? You know, I'm 40 years old, man. I work full time. Yeah, let's start a business. Let's open this rage room. But you know what, dude? I don't regret it.
I don't think
you do. And that's the key thing. There's nothing to regret because you took a swing. You know what I'm saying? You
literally, entire life. Figuratively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for those people that are starting out right now that were in that space of having the absolute nothing and are looking to accomplish their particular dream or, you know, open their own rage room of their own mind? You know, what advice do you have?
I was going to say, they get open one in their own mind. I don't need any competition, but no, I'm going to keep telling everybody the same thing, man. Keep making art, keep making music.
Yeah.
Live explicitly, outrage the world. You know, all those people who said you can't, that's why we're here to tell you, you absolutely can. You know,
yes, you can. Yes, you can.
So you might have to smash through some stuff, but we're gonna help you with that.
You say midlife crisis. I really think you found your purpose.
Say it again.
You say midlife crisis earlier in this broadcast. I really feel that you found your purpose. You feel
Rock
so.
On, dude.
You feel complete.
Rock
you feel
on,
complete.
Dude.
I see it through there. You feel complete. You feel like your mission is set, and what you need to do is just provide the platform because you're providing a healthy platform for people. They don't have to go to a bottle. They don't have to go to like any kind of bad substance. They just get their anger out on just inanimate objects and just go about their life. You know what I mean? It's giving them a healthy platform to do what they need to do. And it feels good. Like you make me feel good just saying this. Go ahead.
Thanks, bro. I wouldn't be able to do any of this without my family by my side.
Good.
My
that's wife, awesome.
Yeah. My pops, you know, he came in. The countertop in here was getting put together by someone totally half-assed. I thought it was a favor, so I looked past it. Mm-hmm. My pops comes in here, goes, "The hell is this?" I said, "What, Pop?" He goes, "Why is that? Like, give me your screw gun." Next thing you know, I look over. A 76-year-old man's got everything taken apart. Like, 100 screws he took out. And everything is all sorted. I'm like, "Pop, when the hell did you become OCD?" But all right, you know, well, let's put this back together now. Like, what the hell? But yeah, I wouldn't be here without my family.
That's awesome, bro.
Extended family. I didn't ask. Now, let me just reiterate, I didn't ask anybody for money for this. I didn't ask for anything like that. It was their support, you know. My wife from day one, you know, day one by my side through this. It's something, you know, because I'm not the easiest person, you know. We're all crazy. We all our good days and our bad days, and you know,
we're just human.
That's it, you know. So speaking of human, we need to get you humans down here so you can see this with your own eyes.
We're definitely gonna come down there, but also,
I'll make sure there's some speakers and, you know, stuff like that in there for you.
We'll How many musicians do you have through that donate to you guys? Because, you know, those people who have those guitars that are completely destroyed, and there is not, I don't care what anyone says, there is nothing like taking a guitar and spiraling around your body and smashing that son of a gun into the ground. It is so freeing. And if it's plugged in first and you can get a sound from it.
Closest thing you're going to get to that's hitting a 55-gallon drum. It nice. does actually have a nice tone. You hit it right.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, dude, I actually do have a really, really beat to hell, just crap electric guitar that's sitting in the back for the special person. Like I said, dude, I pick every package for every person. You know, it's especially if I know you, forget about it, dude. Just you guys alone. There's going to be speakers in there. There's going to be electronics. There's going to be computers because I can tell you're already geeks, you know, but it's going to be catered to you. And there's going to be so much encouragement. If I think you're breaking it wrong, I'm going to say, don't hit that with a bat, hit it with the crowbar, you know, and then I'm going to encourage, yeah, dude, hit it again. It's fun, man. Even like I said, the vibe, I can't stop talking about the vibe. It's a really cool place, you know, and I'd do the same thing if I wasn't the one that opened it.
It's so interesting because I wouldn't think there would be a wrong way to hit something, you know, but knowing that, you know,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know,
that's a good point.
So I think that alone, just having that advice there is so super important because I mean, for me, I'm going to, you know, we all have our inner Harley Quinn, right? So I'm just going to want to walk through with a baseball bat and demolish everything possible. But now that I think about it, you know, there's some lead stuff in there.
Yeah,
stuff in there.
It's got to be like some protocol
forever, ever. So yeah, I appreciate. I really want to dive into what is the right way and wrong way to hit things.
That's a good point.
When you're in a rage room.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let's use the metaphor though about breaking stuff. A baseball bat may not break an empty handle of Tito's, but a crowbar will. And life's like that.
Okay.
Sometimes you can't break through something one way. You got to come from the other way. You got to hit it from a different side. You got to hit it from a different angle.
Yeah.
You know, that's life. But to answer your question, I've got some rules. Don't beat on my floor. Don't intentionally beat on my walls. Don't mess up my graffiti. You know, okay. Stuff hits it. That's cool. But don't sit there with a sledgehammer and beat my wall because I'll come in with a bat. I'm just kidding. But maybe. don't, you know, common sense. If there's two of you in the
room,
you need to have situational awareness. You know, my place isn't big. The rooms aren't giant. You know, there's, you know, if you're not paying attention, you're gonna get hit. You know, if you're not doing something right, not watching where you're stepping, there's glass on the floor, dude. Use your head, common sense. But sometimes it's not like that. And my friends are a big part of that. I have to reiterate to, you know, a friend that put a hole in my floor. Like, dude, what are you doing? You know, stuff like that. But for the most part, the rules are be safe. As safe as you can be. Always take a crowbar. Always take a crowbar. That's my other big rule. You know, if you can take whatever else you want. Take a bat. Take a hammer. You know, take a broomstick. Tom, you can just set it down, dude. Move it after. No, that garbage can's loud as hell. But yeah, always take a crowbar. Crowbar will break.
That's a shirt right there, man. Like, honestly.
Crowbar will.
Explicitly broken. Always take a crowbar. That's your shirt.
That's it, dude. That's it. Hey, Dom, if I unplug this, is it going to screw it up? All right, I won't. Here, let me show you. I just want to show you my favorite. They're his and hers, all right? I managed to get them. Don't ask me how the hell I found them for the price I found them. This was like my unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
So they're his and hers circus mouths.
I'm excited.
You should be.
This is going to be cool. This is going to be really cool. Uh-oh. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
His and hers. That's nobody really cool. else is allowed to use these. We did use them.
Oh, that's there. Awesome.
But yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome.
The hers is, my wife's is just a little bit smaller.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Like I said, that's my unicorn. I don't know how the hell I found them. I got them both for $50. I'm like, oh, nice. Okay. I just want to disconnect this so I could walk around.
This is just the Thank you.
Oh, dude, you broke it.
Oh, no. Nothing's broken, but you got to hit the camera back.
It's not exclusive. There we go. Cool. Yeah.
So now we'll do a little tour, if that's cool.
Nah, that's cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. I appreciate this.
This is a TV that, you know, we live stream everything from. It's just a screensaver. Oh, there's a disco ball.
That's sick.
It's awesome. Rad because I got the colors fading in and out. I mean, I could put it on disco mode and all that, but. So this is Moab did this. This is like it's unbelievable.
That's really cool,
dude. It's
really cool.
It's massive, that's like really ridiculous. Cool. This one, Rage did this one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, dude. Yeah. Here's my here's the scorpion tank, the bunny ears. Yeah, dude. We got the bunny in there. Let's see what else we got. Yeah. Over here, you got your just some of the PPE. They're hooded Tyvek suits. Okay. Obviously, these are not puncture proof, but what these do is keep the glass particles out of your clothes.
Right. Can you see a little more better angle of the suits?
Yeah,
is possible. Yeah, all right.
Just regular Tyvek suits. I got the bottoms tied in a knot just because they dangle.
Okay, right. Cool.
Everybody picks up some kind of face covering. I've got
absolutely.
Cool. You know, the cool guy paintball masks and all that. But these are the ones you want. These are the best.
Oh, yeah.
You can see through them. You can get pictures through them. You can breathe through them.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
It's a symbol monkey.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, I told you, there's just weird stuff everywhere. You know, we've got pictures of a dog on the wall. You know, it's a family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We got the Frenchie, the Malamute, and then up top is a picture of both of them. Cool thing with the picture of both of them. They're both looking at the TV and they're looking at a Malamute on the TV, one of which is a Malamute. And the rug that they're standing on, that the dog on the TV is standing on, is shattered glass.
Really?
So yeah, dude, it was wild how it worked out. So this is the aftermath of the sessions last night. Yeah, I specifically didn't clean it. Just so I can show you guys.
Yes, we can see everything. Oh, this is great. This is great.
This is we'll take a walk down this my other
oh,
room.
Oh man. I love the attention to detail too. This is great.
It is, dude. Everything in here. All the brick on the wall. I did all that myself.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a rubber stamp. You roll over it and then just kind of jigsaw it. Mm. It was a pain on this though, because this is the OSB plywood.
Yeah.
So I really had to like pound in as opposed to that.
Oh,
at street signs made like looking like Derby streets. This is some of my storage. This is some of my inventory. This is just the glass.
Wow. Ooh.
Glass bottles, plates. I got an entire bin of VHS tapes. Those are fun. And then we go back here further. You haven't even seen my electronics yet.
Yo, I can't even imagine. You said some.
I got some furniture there. These are just some bottles. That's right. Yeah.
Now this sparks a question. What objects and stuff that you can't use, unfortunately?
So you cannot use microwaves. That's a huge one. Microwaves can kill you. Capacitors in there, they could be shut off 10 years. It'll still kill you.
Okay. Gotcha.
Tube TVs.
Tube TVs?
The one I made the scorpion tank out of?
Yeah.
They explode. Sure, a lot of fun. But you cannot break those because they explode and they put off,
it's the last
gases that are not safe to breathe.
Exactly. So, you don't want that. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
So, I've never seen Preston so giddy right now.
This is cool. This is cool. This is really cool. I'm mad that Zoom's being Zoom right now.
It's this high.
But this is so cool.
Look at these Samsung.
Oh,
wow. Samsungs with the curved monitors.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I wish they were real so I could sell them. But yeah. Another cool thing. Another reason you guys got to come down here. So this building, it's the Commodore Building in Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like the 1910s, it used to be the Commodore Theater.
Oh, wow.
Like black and white era.
Oh, so really, probably really so cool. Much space you haven't touched it. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Garage. No, the old the parking garage is the old theater. So you go in there and it's all like rusty and decrepit and cool looking.
Yeah.
But the more you look at it, you start seeing like original paint.
Oh,
like
wow.
The ornate scrolls around where the okay. screen used to be. The projector booth on the wall. Like, dude, it's rad. Everything about this, like the building that it's in, the art in here.
Yeah.
This is my baby, you know? So,
yo,
I mean, dude, we got a velvet rope. Come on. What other race?
I love how you have the safety cones.
Oh, yeah. There's safety the first. Part. Safety first. So, yeah, man. Everybody wears, face protection. Everybody wears gloves, thick gloves. Because even when I'm cleaning, I won't wear, like, the mechanics gloves.
No, you can't.
Glass in them, so.
Mm-hmm. No, you always got safety first, always.
Always. What you're doing is dangerous. Yes, you sign a liability waiver. You absolutely sign a liability waiver.
Have to, man.
Doesn't mean I want to see you get hurt.
No.
You know? No. So that's the thing.
No, I'm happy you mentioned the safety protocols, but go ahead, Easy. My bad.
Oh, totally.
Well, you did all this work and everything through here. Is this the end goal, or is this going to be, are you looking at possibly 5 to 10 years down the road, like almost franchising? Because you do have something that's different than the actual rage rooms that are out there.
Hopefully down the road, my son's 16 now. If he wants to look at it as a family business, rock on. If he wants to franchise it, rock on.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to do his own thing, all right, cool. You know,
mm-hmm.
But eventually I'm retiring. And I ain't doing nothing when I retire. I am going to sit around and play with the dogs. And that's it.
I love that.
Right now, I'm not retired right now, so we got to do some work. We got to provide a service.
Yeah.
You want to provide a service that everybody's going to tell their friends. Everybody's going to want to come back. Everybody's, there's nothing like this here. There's other rage room, but there is no other explicitly brokens.
It doesn't feel like work for you, though.
Well, that's what I got my day job for.
I got you.
That's my job. That's work. This,
of course.
I mean, I come here and I just chill, you know? I've got music. I've got friends, family. Mm. You know, it's... work sucks. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Like, my job's great. And I make
Of course.
Money.
Of course. Like,
I still got to wake up and... be somewhere that
I'd
rather not be at like 7:30 in the morning. No, that's lame.
Right.
I make my own rules. I want to be, I can't say I want to be the boss, because Sarah is definitely the boss. My wife makes all the rules. She scares me. I love her. So, she's not here right now.
This is by far one of my favorite interviews right now. I'm dead honest. This is the realest you could possibly get in real life.
This
stories.
Has been the most brutal honest we had.
Listen, man, I'm just here to have a good time.
Yeah, well, no, but that's the reality of it. The reality of it is, you sat down and you were like, "Look, I had a good time doing this. I want to give that good time to other people," and that's what you have. And I know we don't like using this word, but that's what you have manifested. You have manifested this good time and this real community aspect of it. Because these are not just people in New Haven who happened to throw up some graffiti. These are brothers that came through and added their piece of themselves to part of your dream. How were you able to maintain those type of relationships in a world that, like, no joke, from a business point of view, you know, there are no friends. There's only bottom lines.
On WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, Easy Blues. But go ahead.
So can you say that again real quick?
Sorry.
About like friends and stuff? No, dude, I honestly, friends, you can't do anything without friends. But in the end, you need to trust in yourself.
It's true.
Because you can't depend on everybody all the time.
Right.
There's going to be times that you think, you may have an extra set of hands, and hey, stuff falls through, man. Life happens, but the things still got to get done.
Right.
So, you know, I do the things. You know, one thing I learned in the Army is they're going to tell you to do stuff that you don't think you're going to be able to do or you don't know how to do, but you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure it out because you have to, and you're going to get it done.
Yeah.
And you're going to do, as long as you do the best that you can and, you know, work the hardest you can at it. I mean, at least you tried, you know? So, oh no, my battery's getting low.
Were you artillery?
No, I was a combat medic. I was actually attached to a field artillery battalion, though. 2nd Battalion, 8th Field Artillery.
I was with the... I figured you like you like the breaking things, so artillery is like perfect.
I have fired the M777, and that's a whole other level of boom. Let me tell you that. But, you know, I was the medic, though, so I got to do the fun stuff. You know, I got to pull a range guard duty, and, you know, I didn't have to qualify with any of the things that they're shooting, but I could go over and be like, hey, can I throw a grenade? Like, stuff that the medic doesn't get to do. Hey, can I go up there and shoot that 50? Yeah, here's a belt of ammo. We got to run them out anyways. Okay. No, it's all... But, you know, they didn't have to do my job, you know, and they knew that they could depend on me if they had to, you know, if I had to do my job. So, yeah, dude. Moral of the story is, you know, in the end, you got to be prepared to do something yourself. That's the moral of the story. Extra hands are awesome. But, you know, sometimes you just got to do the things and you got to get the things done and then you can take care of everybody. You know, can't take care of everybody until
you take care of yourself.
Make sure that you're good.
Mm-hmm. So. I couldn't say anything, but I couldn't say better than myself, easy.
No, it's dead on. Now, here's, you know, you have all the individual packages and stuff. Do you have like the veterans package where it's just like a whole bunch of paperwork?
I'm laughing in DD214. That's all. Same. Understand that.
That's why I said I was an automated logistics specialist. So I was
what
the guy that
were you? Oh, dude, I'm E4 armed. Mafia for life, man.
Oh yeah, Shamurai.
That's right. Yes, Sham Shield.
Yes, yes, I'm a certified Shamurai.
You want to hear a funny UCMJ story?
Of course I do.
Yeah. All right. So I was stationed in Alaska at Fort Wainwright. That was my duty station. And Fairbanks. Anyways, Drunk Billy came out one night to party. And he decided he wanted to party with an MP.
Right.
The MP did not want to have that party. Long story short, I only got knocked down one rank because obviously I'm Doc. But so they knocked me down to an E3. Now, the E3 rank is a little mosquito wing and, you know. So what I ended up doing was I got a command sergeant major pin-on rank, and I snipped them off, the chevrons and the rockers. So now it's a PFC patch with a sergeant major in the middle.
Did he freeze?
I think he froze. So what he's saying is it's a PVC patch with a sergeant major aspect. You froze there for a second. I wanted to finish telling your story.
Oh yeah, dude, it's the command private major.
Yes, you were the command private major.
I was, and I pulled rank on my first sergeant one time because you know. Again, the medic section, we had a little bit different rapport with the higher up NCOs and the brass and all that. But anyways, first sergeant says something. And I'm like, whoa, 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 top. You can't talk to the command private major like that. He couldn't even keep it together. He just bust out laughing. He's like, I got to go. He comes back 10 minutes later. Commander wants to see you. All right. Roger, top. I'll be right there. I go in there, standing at attention, all that.
Yeah.
Eddie's down. I'm like, all right, what's up, sir? And he goes, let me see. I'm like, what? And he's like, you know what, Doc? I'm like, oh, this, sir? He's like, Doc, you're ridiculous. Get the hell out of my office. So, yeah, I got caught out in that. I also at one point had a fitness pole in my kitchen in my barracks room. And Sergeant Major did a walkthrough one time, you know, health and welfare check, whatever. They basically go through and tear everybody's room up in the barracks. So he comes in there. He goes in. Now, mind you, this is in my kitchen. So I had my barracks room, a kitchen, and then my roommate, his room. So here's this fitness pole in the middle of my kitchen. Sergeant Major comes walking through. Now, I was really extra when we got back from Afghanistan. I bought an electric fireplace in the room. I had a bar. It was ridiculous just because I could. And Sergeant Major comes walking in. Like, Sergeant Major, you mind wiping your feet? First look I got. And then he goes walking through. He's like, wow, Doc, you got some nice stuff. I'm like, thanks, Sergeant Major. Combat pay was nice. And he goes in the kitchen and you just hear, what the? Richmond, get in here. I'm like, what's up, Sergeant Major? What the hell is that? I said, Sergeant Major, what's it look like? It's a stripper pole. And he goes, why is it in your kitchen? Why is it in your kitchen? Without hesitating, without skipping a beat, secondary PT, Sergeant Major. My roommate lost it, and like, he almost peed his pants. Oh, dude, yeah, an interesting moment that still gets brought up by a lot of people, including in a camera.
No, it's so interesting because you have these different type of stories. I actually had one in basic. Where, because I'm a huge fan of the movie Stripes, I personally feel that it is the most accurate when it comes down to military training of a movie, because it's severely like that. So
Bill Murray.
So I'm on the chow line, right? And I'm you know, look, I had the glasses, and you know, I was older than everybody else, so the drill sergeants picked on me relentlessly. So I'm on the chow line. And I'm distributing chow because we actually had service that week, and he goes, Lafani, what are you doing here? Without missing a beat, I said, training, drill sergeant.
Please tell me he got the reference.
He looks at me, he goes, what type of training, Sclafani? I went, nice. Oh, army training, drill sergeant. And started pushing until I, like, all the drill sergeant now is coming over, screaming at me. I'm pushing. Right. I'm pushing.
They shark attack.
Oh, yeah, no, deservingly. I crossed the line, right. But I could not live that moment. Like, this is the
worth it.
Like, my life has been for this moment and this moment in particular. And you've got to live that particular moment. I got called into the office and had the battle buddy have to sit outside the office, drill sergeant's office. So I'm like, okay, I'm dead now. I'm going to die. and drill sergeant said, you know, you made me laugh today. If you ever do that again, I'm going to reach inside your ass and pull out your spine. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
At least you didn't yell Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go back now. Do you want me to limp? Do you want me to make it look like you beat me up? Because I thought I was getting beat up.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, you'll never know when you're going to get beat up.
Oh.
Where'd you do your basic?
Benning.
I was at Fort Knox.
Okay, so you understand.
I understand the hills too, because Fort Knox has those hills like Benning does.
Yep.
Heartbreak, agony, and misery. Yeah.
Yeah. Away. Stairway to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
When are you guys coming down?
Oh, we're coming down like next week. But right now, unfortunately, I'm having such a great time. But they're actually pulling the Apollo curtain on us. We want to give this time to you. Tell people how they can invest in you, how they can get in touch with you, how they can book a room, and how they can help you grow, man. I'm a huge fan. We're gonna probably be down. I don't know. It all depends on Preston's work aspect of it. But I'm hoping next week.
Well, it's nice to hear that I'm a fan. You can reach out to us, explicitlybroken.com, do your online bookings, check us out on the Facebook. The Insta is down currently. We're taking walk-ins. Basically, if you're in the area, if you see the open light on, I'm always here anyways. I come here during the week. Our hours are Thursday through Sunday, 4 to 9.
Okay, that's fair.
But if you come by and there's an open light, dude, I'm here. You could also give a call on the landline at 203-751-6024. And don't forget, people, live explicitly, live outrageously, outraged world.
Man.
All I got, bro.
I couldn't go out a better way. Thank you so much. It's been a great conversation.
Rock on. You guys are more than welcome down here anytime you want.
Oh, thanks so much.
More great stories, dude. I got some good ones. So, yeah, I've definitely lived a full life. And now this is a new part of my life that I'm in it. So,
and we want to see it grow. We want to see it grow, man. Absolutely. On WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, Mr. Easy Blues.
Wondering what to write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just this gown? I don't know.